Exodus 6. And Jehovah said to Moses, Now thou shalt see what I will do to Pharaoh, for by a strong hand shall he let them go, and by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Jehovah, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, as the Almighty God. But by my name Jehovah I was not made known to them. And I established also my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were sojourners. And I have heard also the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians have forced to serve, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say unto the children of Israel, I am Jehovah, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their service, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and will be your God. And ye shall know that I, Jehovah your God, am he who bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning which I swore to give it unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob. And I will give it to you for a possession. I am Jehovah. And Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses from anguish of spirit and from hard service. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before Jehovah, saying, Lo, the children of Israel do not hearken to me. How then should Pharaoh hearken to me of uncircumcised lips? And Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a commandment to the children of Israel, and to Pharaoh the king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Enoch and Phallu, Hezron and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Saul the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram and Jizhar and Hebron and Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi, these are the families of Levi according to their generations. And Amram took Jochebed his aunt as wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Jizhar, Korah and Nepheg and Zikri, and the sons of Uzziel, Mishael and Elzaphan and Sithri. And Aaron took Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, as wife, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, and the sons of Korah, Aser and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took one of the daughters of Putiel as wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites according to their families. This is that Aaron and Moses, to whom Jehovah said, Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their hosts. These are they who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel from Egypt. This is that Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on the day when Jehovah spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, I am Jehovah. Speak thou unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say unto thee. And Moses said before Jehovah, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how will Pharaoh hearken unto me?